From Saigon, Channel 54 AM, 99.9 FM. Target the automatic tone 0900. Specialist Bruce Dodd with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. The people he led in war and peace as general and president are filing past the flag-draped coffin of Dwight David Eisenhower in touch tribute. Washington National Cathedral was originally scheduled to remain open to the public for only 8 or 9 hours, but a church official says the doors will remain open as long as there is anyone wishing to pay last respects all night if necessary. Tomorrow, President Nixon will deliver a 5-minute eulogy as Mr. Eisenhower's body is placed in the Capitol Rotunda to lie in state. Lady Bird Johnson today visited with Mamie Eisenhower and described her as an inspiration to me and to the country. Mrs. Johnson says she conveyed to Mrs. Eisenhower her sorrow and that of her husband Lyndon at the loss of a longtime friend. The Johnsons will be among the dignitaries attending the Monday funeral services for Dwight D. Eisenhower. Former President Eisenhower's news secretary, James Hagerty, now a vice president of ABC, spoke of his former boss in Washington last night. Hagerty was asked about Eisenhower the politician.
As a politician, in getting what he wanted to get done, both domestically and to some extent internationally, I think he was master. With both houses against him for 6 years, he got 83% of his legislation.
Jim Hagerty also said General Eisenhower did not understand the day-to-day political maneuvering in Washington. Former Army General Willard Wyman, who served under Dwight Eisenhower in Normandy, died today in Walter Reed Hospital at age 71. Wyman saw duty in both World Wars and commanded an Army Corps in Korea. A U.N. Security Council debate on violations of the Arab-Israeli 1967 ceasefire moved into its third day today and ended in a stalemate. Afro-Asian members presented a proposal calling for condemnation of Israel. The U.S. is in favor of condemning all acts of violence on both sides. Inability to reach an agreement could produce an unfavorable climate for the four-power talks, which will reportedly begin on Thursday. Tens of thousands of Nigerians turned out to greet British Prime Minister Wilson today. The Prime Minister toured war-ravaged areas of the bitterly divided country, said his visit was symbolic of British concern over the Nigerian civil war. Wilson has made no plans to visit rebel leaders in breakaway Biafra, but British sources say this possibility has not been ruled out completely. The Czechoslovak news agency reports that Warsaw Pact troops have begun joint war games in Czechoslovakia, Poland, and East Germany. Units representing 4 Red Bloc nations are said to be involved, though no actual numbers were mentioned. The report on the maneuvers comes 12 days after a brief summit of Warsaw Pact leaders in Budapest. The impending arrival of Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge has prompted a specific request to the White House. Bill Gill reports on that.
A single request is reported to have been received here at the White House from Mamie Eisenhower. She asked that Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, chief U.S. Paris peace negotiator, be with her on Monday for the close of the Eisenhower State Funeral. Lodge arrives here in Washington on Sunday at 5 p.m. He will return to Paris in time for the next round of peace talks next Thursday. Lodge persuaded Ike to run for president in 1952, he was a close political ally. This is Bill Gill at the White House.
A relative calm has settled over Prairie View A&M College in Prairie View, Texas. But early last night, it was a different story as some 20 to 50 students, most of them athletes, went on a 2-hour rampage, burning 3 campus buildings, damaging at least 2 others. The outburst was triggered by the fatal stabbing of a star football player during a dormitory argument. The assailant is still at large. Cardinal-designate John Durden will issue precedent-setting charges tomorrow in centuries-old Catholic practices and attitudes in his Detroit archdiocese. The action amounts to a commitment to change. The changes cutting across all areas of church concern emphasize simplicity and plainness. On this generally inner anything but spring day in the United States, a low of 14 below is reported at Fargo, North Dakota, as a cold wave swept through the middle of the country heading south and east. Up to 3 inches of snow covered the ground in Kansas. Hailstones were 3 inches deep at Gainesville, Texas, and nearly 1 inch of rain fell in 25 minutes during the night at Valley View, Texas. I'm Army Specialist Bruce Dabb, and that's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on March 30th, 1969.
A pleasant good morning. AFV and FM now begins another day of separate FM programming at 99.9 megahertz on your FM dial.
States and all over the world. You can find out how your favorite songs are doing by tuning in American Top 40 on great radio stations like 610, the voice of Trinidad and Tobago in the West Indies. Don D and Easy Coutiel here on Sky 100.4 FM Stereo, counting them down to the top just for you. And this week, the third Top 40 single for Seduction is holding at number 13. It's Heartbeat. Wilson Phillips and their harmony-filled hit, Hold On. The trio climbs four notches to number 12 at American Top 40 as we edge ever closer to that elusive number one. And here's that L.A. metal band whose original inspirations included Kiss. And just like Kiss, they recently hit the top 10 with a rock ballad. Now down three to number 11, Motley Crue, Without You. Janet Jackson and All Right, busting out and up from number 17 to number 10. On Sky 100.4 FM Stereo, I'm Don D along with Easy Coutiel. Many of today's top rockers, Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, and many more have been influenced by this group that moves up two today to number nine. Here's Zero Smith with What It Takes. The critics like her, the charts like her. She hit number one, Dance, number one on the Black Singles chart, and number three, Pop. Now from number four to number eight, that's Lisa Stansfield with All Around the World. Well, it looks like the current solo hit by Babyface, better known to his male audience as Face, well, it peaked at number six last week. Now it slips down to number seven. Here's Whip Appeal. Jane Child moved down four notches to number six with her first hit, Don't Wanna Fall in Love. You're listening to American Top 40 here on Sky 100.4, and we're up to number five. It's the first single from the new album, Brigade, and this is a big one. Up from number 10 last week, here's All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. This is Heart. Well, Vogue is the song and number four, and Madonna makes a massive move up eight notches with her 21st Top 40 hit. I'm Don D with Easy Coutiel. We're just hit beats away from the top of the chart as Michael Bolton moves up two to number three with How Can We Be Lovers? Sinead O'Connor is number one for a third straight week with Nothing Compares to You. And that's it. The Big Batch, the pick of the crop, the 40 most popular records in America. Straight from the official Billboard chart for the week ending May 5th, 1990. I'm Don G. We will be back next week to blaze through the biggest hits in the USA. Until then, find yourself a way to unwind without falling apart. Bye-bye. American Top 40.